Well, Peter, Governor Scott has this new initiative. He's calling it Project Sunburst. And the idea is that he's going to make instantaneously all of his emails public and publish them online. Here's Governor Scott speaking earlier to Florida Matters a little bit about his philosophy toward transparency.
One thing about our government that I like is the fact that we have, we've got a lot of transparency. I think we have more transparency now since I've come into office.
So, Peter, you're a little skeptical about Project Sunburst. What's your issue with what the governor is doing?
I think this is one of the issues where no good deed will go unpunished. The governor is trying to be an open government advocate after going through a little bit of a scandal late last year for deleting the emails from his transition period. And now he's putting all of the emails for his top 11 staffers online in almost real time, where we're getting to read them only a day after they go up. So for political bloggers like myself, they're fascinating reads into the mindset not only of the governor's staff, including the chief of staff, Steve McNamara, and his press office, but the political reporters and people that interact with the gubernatorial staff. And because of that, it's created a chilling effect because people now realize that their emails are going to be viewed by everyone. And so in doing so, that's shut down interaction with the governor's office. One of the first reporters to notice this was Paul Fleming, who jokingly said he was breaking up with Press Secretary Brian Burgess because he didn't want his emails becoming public record, showing other reporters what his ideas for stories were.
So the governor, this is fascinating. The governor has basically been able to look like he's being transparent, but simultaneously, some reporters are complaining that now they can't communicate with the governor's office. What else will this do, do you think, this instantaneous releasing of emails to the public as far as people's willingness to be able to email the governor?
Well, I think it's going to shut a lot of it down. One of the interesting emails that we saw in the first couple of days was an email from a BP lobbyist saying that he had something confidential to discuss with one of the governor's staff. Normally, those would raise red flags with anybody looking at the governor's office. We'd love to know what that meeting was about. Now we have no clue. It almost reminds me of the scene from Goodfellas where the mob boss says he doesn't take any phone calls. And so all messages are passed from one surrogate to another. And he's never on a wiretap. He's never able to be caught by the FBI. I'm not saying that the governor's office is doing anything illicit here, but it's interesting that they've taken a page from some mafiosas in the movies.
In that they are no longer, in your opinion, going to do important business by email. It'll be public, but it won't tell the public anything.
Exactly. This plays into the conspiracy widely held in Tallahassee that all the real business gets done via Facebook messages or direct messages, texts, or other communication devices that are not subject to public records law. Talking to a couple of friends from the Crist administration, that's how things went even during their administration. Now we know that that's what's going on in Rick Scott's office because you see the emails where people say, we can't talk about this here. Give me a call. Come to my office. Let's set up a meeting.
Peter Schorsch of St. Peter's Blog and a political consultant here in St. Petersburg. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day. Thank you.